Hello, my friends. It's Andy and Hedy coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel as far as we can, wherever we can, for those that are either far from Christ because they've just, life has gotten the best of them, or have never met Jesus. He'll meet you where you are. So check out some of the books we've recommended, Bible resources, past episodes. Andy even has some Fearless Man podcast episodes up there and my past articles in the Christian Post. We got tons of stuff. Drop us a line. Let us know if it's blessed you in any way, if it's triggered a thought in your mind that you wanted to share with us, a prayer request, whatever it may be. We love to hear from you. And if this ministry blesses you in any way and you want to encourage us, click the donate now button.
Kind of makes the sound when you do that.
Yeah, that's why I did that. Sound effects.
Make sure you comment and let us know what you think about the devotional, or if you have something that God gave you during the reading, just put it there in the comments if you're watching live, or if you're even watching the replay on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch,
the X, social medias,
or Rumble. Rumble has a new cloud application. They just keep growing and growing.
What does that mean?
Instead of, like, you know, Google has a cloud,
yeah,
where you can upload but files.
Rumble's
and stuff like
platform's
that.
Terrible.
Well, they're working on it.
Okay. The clunkiest app I've ever used. I just can't watch stuff on it. It drives me bananas.
They make improvements from time to time, but you know what? Back in YouTube days, which was like, I don't know, 15
Why
years ago.
Why did they reinvent the wheel? Just copy YouTube. It's literally the best playback app ever.
I know.
Categories, playback, the history. I love the history function.
That's ran by tyrants. This stuff gets taken down. Our stuff gets taken down.
Okay. No, I'm saying we need Rumble, but just copy the platform.
I don't know why they don't do that. I don't know why they listen to you. Have you ever sent them a message?
I'm sure I'm not the first person that sent that message. I am sure.
I think you just, everybody thinks somebody else did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may have to be the one that does it. They go, oh my gosh, how come nobody's ever told us this before?
Right.
Who's this Hedia Miramati Genius. Falco Jimenez in Yorba Linda?
I have to add the Jimenez too.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle, Schnooks. You have to be Italian and Mexican. All right. Also, go to our sponsors. I don't know why I can't remember.
That word sponsors.
I felt like Joe
Tripping
Biden for a second. I'm about out of stroke. Sponsors, LifeWise is one of them. They will help you with your – they don't have one for memory yet. So maybe as far as I know.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I read Tracy's email.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Go to livelifewise.tv. Some great supplements. You will thank me, like many other people have. Even on the show, they thank me for the supplements. And StreamYard, that's the platform we use to go live. That's what we're using right now to share with you the devotional. If you have any inkling to do that, use StreamYard. Go to getstreamyardnow.com. There we go. Philippians 4:15-20 is what we're going to be reading after we get done with the devotional itself on A.W. Tozier's For the Christian Leader. So go there and prepare your Bible for that. We are March 12th, and it's entitled Bowing to the Givers. Bowing to the givers.
We have another expression for that in modern day. It's a much more vulgar expression.
Oh. you don't want to share?
Well, I mean, like kissing tooties.
Butskies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philippians 4:19. Budinskis. My mom used to say Budinskis.
Oh, okay.
Like I'd come into the kitchen while they were talking about me and I'd be listening. They go, get out of here, Budinski.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Philippians 4:19 is A.W.'s reference.
Parents sounded like a hoot.
It says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Sounds so simple.
It really is.
Remember, my giving will be rewarded not by how much I gave, but how much I had left. Ministers are sometimes tempted to shy away from such doctrine as this, lest they offend the important givers in their congregation. But it is better to offend men than to grieve the blessed Spirit of God, which dwells in the church. No man ever yet killed a true church by withdrawing his gifts from it because of a personal pique. The church of the firstborn is not dependent upon the patronage of men. No man has ever been able really to harm a church by boycotting it financially. The moment we admit that we fear the displeasure of the carnal givers in our congregations, We admit also that our congregations are not of heaven, but of earth. A heavenly church will enjoy a heavenly and supernatural prosperity. She cannot be starved out. The Lord will supply her needs.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your incredibly generous provision and faithfulness, both to us as individuals and to the churches we lead. Amen. Amen. So true. I love this. I love that concept of the Church of the Firstborn is not dependent on the patronage of men. You can't starve out the church. You can't boycott it financially and destroy it. Yeah. You know, and if you think you can, if you give in to that, then you admit your church is of earth and not of heaven, because we have a supernatural prosperity.
And they've tried that in so many ways, not just financially, but in calling people, you know, what are they calling us now? Christian nationalists?
Yes.
Name calling.
Yeah, like that's supposed to be a big insult, yeah. Christian nationalists. I mean, it is a derogatory expression, but yeah. The words in and of itself are not derogatory.
Right. And then to shut the doors down during COVID, they found a way to shut all the doors on the churches.
Yep.
And that didn't stop anything. But financially, you know, you got, I think it really is the few, because there's not a lot necessarily of rich people, even in the church in Yorba Linda, the churches in Yorba Linda, or even Chino Hills, but some churches will bow down to those very few that seem to be giving a lot. So if they have like a, I don't know, is it called an endowment? If you have a lot of money and then you make sure that a portion,
yes, endowment.
That if you're given an endowment and it happens to be a large amount of money, that you do have pastors that will listen to that one person, because they don't want to lose that, whatever it is, you know, $10,000 a month or whatever it is.
Well, and in other examples also, to win the favor of certain pools of money, foundations and others, they change their message.
Yeah.
To win those endowments, which is a dangerous thing as well.
Wow.
But I love Pastor Jack's attitude at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, where he's just kind of like, listen, your money's not for me. God will provide. You know, give, your heart's motivated to give. If the Lord's telling you this is your church home, then tithe. You know, God's telling you to do it, but you're not going to make or break my church.
Right.
You know, which is exactly what Tozier is saying here. And I just love that attitude. And I have found God's supernatural provision, not only in our lives, but in my friends' lives who depend on the Lord, like, you know, my friend Glenn, who's the book writer and stuff, and is a street preacher. God provides for him supernaturally. And many others, my friend Christy, many others who have no like job per se, you know, but the Lord provides because they're so faithful to the Lord.
Right. I love the story that Pastor Jack has told. And I don't think I could share too many details, because he did it in an environment where he shared more of it, but much of what,
about ripping up the check.
Yeah, is that he was given a very large check once it came to the church.
Yes.
And a secretary brought it to him and says, this church has a lot of zeros on it.
And he did that even when the money came from the government for the PPP program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she goes, I know what your answer is, but I want you to know what I should do with this check. And he goes, just rip it up. Because I don't feel that that's from God, and just shredded it. And like you said, the government's check, like that definitely is not from God.
Right. For sure.
That's direct from the devil's office up there in Sacramento. So yeah.
But we didn't mind when the devil gave us some money every month from COVID relief.
Oh,
we bought food with that stuff.
Yeah, we bought,
like everybody else. Yeah. We're not gonna pretend we didn't take the check. But Pastor Jack didn't take the check for the church, but we took it.
That wasn't being given to us so that we could do our devotional. That was just free money.
No, free money.
Yeah.
No, but Pastor Jack, the PPP program was to continue payroll uninterrupted.
Oh.
But he chose not to take it anyways because of the strings that were attached, which were true, because later on they could call that cash back. Mm-hmm. If you didn't comply with certain rules that they wanted. So
they couldn't go, hey, remember that $100,000 or whatever it was I gave you?
Right.
Now it's time for you to pay up.
Right.
In one way or another, not just financially.
Right.
All right. Cool. I'm glad he did that. Let's see who's watching before we go to the scripture. Carrie. Hello, Carrie. Nice to see you.
She's funny. She says, Carrie says, Rumble is like the Stone Age, but it doesn't censor us.
Yeah. It's like give and take.
And Carrie says, I thought it was Budinsky. Are you saying it was Budinsky? Yeah, it didn't make sense to me either, but who am I?
Well, my
parents didn't use those kind of expressions.
My mom said, I mean, really put emphasis on the butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Budinsky.
But she was also an immigrant, so she may have made it up.
No, she was not. Neither one of my parents were immigrants.
Really? I thought you said her family came from Germany.
Our heritage is from Germany.
Oh, but her family was born here too?
No, the Chisholm, you know, the Chisholms and the Chisholm Trail. Uh-huh. That's my lineage.
Oh, so she had no excuse.
No. No, my dad was born in Texas. El Paso, Texas. No, he wasn't even immigrant. His parents were immigrants, more so than my, I think it must have been great, great, great grandparents on my mom's side. But it could be Budinsky. Budinsky. I'm pretty sure she
Why do I always have this impression your mom had like an accent and was...
No. No.
You change your description of your mom.
No, never. I've never said she has an accent.
Like German Hungarian woman that had an accent and a big bouffant.
Blonde hair, blue eyes with a big, you know, bowling alley hair bouffant, style right. Bouffant. And they did go bowling. They were in a bowling league. No accent. Neither my grandmother or no.
Interesting.
No. Southern accent. My grandmother. Because they came from Texas.
They have Southern accents in Texas.
A Texas accent.
Yeah.
Isn't that they're in the south of our country?
April wants to know what a bowling alley hairstyle is.
It's a bouffant, like you
know, where they used to wear the shoes and the big bouffant.
American Idol, not American Idol, American Graffiti.
Yes.
They had this, the big, and she would put a thing around her hair, a scarf, and then she would lay in bed on a pillow on her neck so that her hair would not touch. and that's how she
You have pictures of this?
And tons of hairspray. Aquanet like crazy. I would use a match. And a flamethrower all the time with hair.
Goes,
stop using up my hairspray. Stop burning the ants.
My brother used to do that.
Hey, April, nice to see you.
Hi, April.
You are too funny, Hedia.
No, she's talking about you with a bone.
Yes, just like Wilma on the Flintstones. Now, how come I can remember Wilma off the top of my head, but I can't remember sponsors?
I thought you were going to say, I can't remember my mom's name.
Peppa?
My mom, Papad, not Pepper.
Pepper. You cannot expect my mouth to do that, what you just...
Papad?
You can't do that. You can't do a p and a r at the same time. You do both at the same time.
Papad.
Yeah, see? I have to go, Pepper.
Carrie said I did the toilet paper hair for my beehive. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What is toilet paper hair?
This is just wrapping around with toilet paper.
But
to hold it up while you're sleeping.
Carrie, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just use a scarf?
Or doing housework. Well, we don't know Carrie's situation. Don't shame her.
What are you talking about? It's much cheaper to use it. She's just lazy, didn't want to have to wash the scarf. That seems so tedious to have to wrap toilet paper around your head over and over again. And then go outside and then take it off and then wrap it back up again. And then take it off and then wrap it back up again.
All right. So now who's going off?
Let's get to scripture.
Like the hand. Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand. This is a very relevant part of scripture that is connected to the issue of giving. And I love the way Apostle Paul said this. And we actually brought this up the other day when we were talking about... the issue of giving in the last devotional, that we shouldn't be beholden to men, but he says it really well. So now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving except for you, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek a gift, but I seek the fruits that abound to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
It's so gangster because he's like, thank you. A lot of people never thought of how I'm eating and drinking. I'm traveling from country to country and nobody pays. Occasionally you have, and it was credited to you, not to me. Like, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. But it's credited to your account because God's watching your generosity. I may be the recipient of it right now, but it's really about whether you could be generous or not. And we all know, we've all seen it. We've all heard about it, that how churches abuse that. The concept of tithing, the concept of giving. They have, what are they called? Building, not a program. Whenever they want to add on a building, it's called a building blank. Carrie, you may remember what
tax,
it's called.
Building tax.
No. In churches, it's a building offering or something. Mm-hmm. Whenever they want a new thing, you know, they create a new campaign. It can be tremendously abused. And we also get annoyed at churches that are constantly talking about raising money. It's annoying. It gets off point after a while.
When building fund, Kevin says.
Is it called a building fund? Yeah, something like that. But it's a little more churchy sounding. Maybe it's a building offering. I don't know.
Remember at Mariners Church where I used to run the security that I'd come in and we'd find out what's going to be happening for the message of the day and that kind of stuff. And a building fund or a building offering. We could always tell because they would put out the Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets at the ends of each one of the aisles. Literally.
Like
the cardboard buckets that they used to put like a 15-piece Kentucky Fried Chicken in.
And does this have the Colonel's picture on it too?
No, it's the white. But they would only do that when they wanted to raise money. They would do it sometimes if there was a hurricane, you know, in Haiti. Oh. But also if something new was going to be built. If you go to Mariners, the main, because now there's more than just one. But it's got all kinds of stuff going on. But they put out the buckets. Wow. And they pass those buckets down. And then, you know, then the guys that run the aisles, the seating guys, would pick up all the buckets full of money. But we would have to be made aware of it because be a lot of money in those buckets.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great because it's in Newport Beach. Almost everybody that went there had money, whether it was a dollar or not.
That's interesting.
The only thing that really kind of happened a couple times is somebody would put the bucket on their head and run around the church. I had to go grab a guy that was running around.
Like, because he's autistic?
I don't know. It was really odd. It was in the middle of service too.
Wow.
He picks up the bucket, puts it on his head.
And there's always one guy that does it?
Not always. There was twice, I think, over the years that I was there. Not even the same guy.
Not the same guy.
I think the guy was like a copycat. You know, his copycat serial killer.
The buckets are here. Dun, 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 dun.
A grown man in his 50s or 60s.
So I get where people get the idea. Sorry, Lee sometimes got a rain Andy in. The idea that you should give generously and without a count. You give with your right hand and your left hand should know what you're doing. That's not the Bible. That's not me yet.
Oh.
I didn't make that up. But it gets abused, right? It gets abused by churches and pastors. So, you want to give. You want to give because the Lord's calling you to.
Yeah, there was just some construction over at Calvary Chapel last year. They tore down Chino Hills.
Yeah, the whole courtyard is being remade. Yeah. But Jack never does building campaigns because he says that they come because the Lord provides them.
Yeah. And I think they did some whole new sound. You know, they had to get new speakers and sound. And that
built a studio.
That's got to be probably close to $1 million, if not $2 million, what they did in that kind of church.
Never ever. I mean, there's one like little PSA that comes at the beginning. If you feel like giving to this, if this is your church home, he specifically says, if it's your church home.
Yeah. If you're visiting, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. So,
yeah.
But it's funny that, not funny, it's interesting that this has been a forever thing because it's referenced in the Bible.
Yes.
From thousands of years ago.
Yes.
Tozier at the early 1900s. Mentions it. It's important then. So it's never. It's always been a problem. It's not new. the same issues that man has always had in their flesh.
Nothing new under the sun. There's no temptation for which God does not provide a means of escape.
Wow.
Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's it. That's all there is.
Perfect. So,
Kevin also suggested an endowment, but no, that's slightly different. It's the campaigns that churches do when they want to build a new building. So maybe people call it the building fund.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a more churchy expression, but I just can't think of what it is.
Do Muslims have that?
Where they start hitting people up. Yeah. But Muslims historically, I'm going to find a nice way of saying this. Do it in terms of poor people.
What?
Raising money. We need to feed people. There's a hurricane. There's an earthquake. There's starving people in Africa. We need to build wells. And then the surplus of that goes to building a building.
Well, there's a...
It's hard to get Muzzies to pay for a building.
Is Muzzies a common... Do Muzzies use the name Muzzies?
Only Muzzies use the word Muzzies. We don't let other people do it. So, based on my heritage, I use the expression Muzzies.
I can say Mexicans because I'm Mexican.
Right. Why? But most people can't say Mexican.
I don't know when a white guy says, hey, Mexican, come over here. It doesn't sound the same. I went to Texas. I was training police dogs in Texas, Dallas, Texas. And I'm there teaching, and I'm Mexican.
Oh, I like Maria's expression. Pastor Chuck always would remind pastors that you feed the flock, not fleece the flock. And God will always provide for his church.
That's a good
yes,
one.
Supernatural provision.
So we were on this ranch this rich guy owned. And he'd say to all of his instructors over there for the dog training part of things, he'd say, you guys want to ride horses? And I go, yeah, that'd be great. He goes, okay, I'll go get my Mexicans to get your horses ready. And then every time he referred to them as my Mexicans. And the Mexicans were there. And they would just go, oh, okay, we'll go get the horse. They never blinked.
I don't know how that sounds.
He was like John Wayne. He was a big with a voice like this. Go, oh, go get my Mexicans. Go get the horses.
Oh boy.
So, but Muzzies is it caught me off guard, Chucks, when you said that.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound bad, does it?
No. I just wondered.
I need to ask Adam if the young people still use that expression. Yeah. It actually came from the young people, my nieces and nephews. In my generation, we didn't use that expression.
Uh-huh. Carrie says?
They add stuff like building fund in Christian churches. They never call it an offering.
Yeah. You know, but there's... Can we say that it's always bad to ask? I mean, if you're going to build like a gym for the kids, because now you're going to have a school.
Well, Driscoll did that. Driscoll did a whole building fund for children's ministry. Because, you know, they only have that one building. So they needed to build another building.
Yeah. I wonder where they put
the kids.
It. Now that I'm looking, because we were there. I wonder where they put that. Now I got to ask you a question about something else.
Had Andy traveled Ford Road through Dearborn instead of the I-94, he would have seen some big mosques, and they're building more.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have.
That's the money from building wells in Africa. Speaking from personal experience. Not all of them. Can't disparage all of them. But a lot of the ones in Michigan, I can tell you for sure.
Well, the people are like looking, wow, we gave all that money for the wells. And on top of it, they can build buildings too.
Right.
But in fact,
But actually, to be fair, a lot of the very large churches in America were built by the Saudis.
Oh, really?
Yes. On purpose. To control the dogma. You control the preaching when you control the building, right? So... they would provide the funding, they would pick the board members, and then that church became under their influence. Over 200 of the original mosques built in the mid 50s, 60s, and 70s, 2,000, were built by the Saudis. And I'm sure that still continues until today. Big endowments from Arab countries.
With oil money.
Oil money.
Wow. You're just a plethora of information.
I just totally forgot of that when I was making fun of the wells. Because we didn't have Arab money, my community. Mm. You had to be an extremist to have that money.
Really?
Yeah. So the rest of us had to fend for ourselves. So we had to build very expensive wells in Africa.
How do you show the Arabs that you're an extremist?
Doctrine. It's all about your school of thought. Mm. It's just like saying, how do you show you're a Catholic as opposed to a Lutheran? It was your doctrine.
Wow. I have so many things I want to say. I'm not going to say them. Wow. That is so interesting. So I got to ask you, you've begun writing your book.
Yes.
Things are moving along.
Yeah.
You just had a meeting with your staff.
Yes. Oh, you know, it's so fun.
Yes.
They said we're going to do a book cover contest.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. They get 10 designers to design 6 covers. Mm-hmm. We narrow it down amongst ourselves, me and the publishing team. And then we put it out to the public, to our friends, to choose.
Yep. That builds interest.
Builds interest. Mm-hmm. And then you see, well, is it just us that has like, we like the umbrellas and everybody else is like,
Right.
Let's go with the lion instead.
That is the hardest thing because authors, I've dealt with probably a couple hundred authors and they all have an idea of what their title is going to be and what their cover is going to look like. And almost always, not always, but almost always, a high percentage, me and the other people that would look at their stuff and say,
missed it.
Yeah.
Went right past.
Yeah, they would do something like the roly-poly effect, and they go, the roly-poly effect is their title. I go, what's the book about? They said, well, it's about auto repair. They go, okay, what? He goes, roly-poly effect is what I call myself when I go underneath the car.
Oh.
I go, but nobody's going to buy your book based on that title because it doesn't say anything about cars.
Oh.
Happens a lot because people have their ideas, but they fall in love with their own ideas.
Well, she asked me, she's like, do you want your face on the cover? Do you want it to be a headshot? And I'm like, no. My first reaction was no.
Really?
No.
I think it should be.
No. I'll do a little back one, but no. Why?
I don't know. It seems like most of your story or your story is your time is in the Muslim faith and in your conversion to Christianity.
Right.
And so I would think that you with President Bush, isn't that President Bush where you have your head covering?
Almost all the presidents I've made.
Well, then I'd use Trump for sure if you have one of those.
No, Trump is no head covering.
But President Bush in your head covering and then you now, maybe you holding the picture of you and President Bush and you with your cross and your smiling face and you're in front of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills with Pastor Jack's arm around you. See, I even cut myself out. Maybe I should be in there too. But you holding a picture of yourself.
Oh, yeah. Carrie just dinged. Portraits are for home, not for the book cover. Thank you, Carrie. Best title ever, Days of Deception. Yes. Yeah, and if you remember, he tells the story how the publishers were like, if you don't want to write a book, well, can we buy the title from you? And he's like, wait a minute. Why do you want to buy the title from me? Okay, I'm going to write a book.
That's sussy.
Yeah, so I love that. So Kevin says he visited the second biggest mosque in the Middle East in Bahrain, and it was almost the same size as the one in Dearborn. That's a lot of well money. No, if that's the case, that's probably money from one of those countries, for sure.
Wow, that is interesting, though, that the Saudis are responsible.
Yeah, I've written so many reports about that. So many. If Kevin, you're ever interested, you could look up Google my name and radicalism in Pakistan or Southeast Asia. My reports are all on Amazon.
How about a picture for your cover of, one of those wire baskets you can see through with your head covering in the trash can?
Just to drive home the point.
Yeah.
I actually picture a soldier of some sort in the ancient Christian format.
Riding his horse over a Muslim. So your team,
yes,
they said no to your picture on the cover. I'm a little surprised.
They agreed. Yeah. They're not fans of, I guess, portraits on the front.
Maybe that's passé.
Maybe.
Because, you know, you got any of the more famous, I mean, in a nonfiction, in fiction, of course, you put some picture of a castle or long-haired man with his shirt off. But most of the nonfiction where it's that person's story, I remember typically seeing some picture of them.
Not in Oprah.
Oprah has a book with her picture on the cover.
Oh, really?
One of them. I mean, you can't do all of them. I mean, her magazine, every cover of the magazine had a picture of her.
Yes, for sure. Obama didn't have his face on the cover.
Really? What do you have?
I don't remember.
They just said Obama.
Just said
worst president in U.S. history.
Words.
Yeah. Kevin says,
which Muslim country doesn't like Lebanon? Lebanese are moving to my town because of conflict with the Dearborn Muslims. Oh, that is fascinating.
There might be a civil war there in Michigan.
Oh, there's so, oh my, Kevin, that's such a long story. But the Lebanese can be Christians, Shiites, or Sunnis. The Dearborn Muslims are kind of hardcore Sunni Palestinians and Shiites. So like one faction of them are Shiites that are supported by Iran, like either Iranian, but for the most part, they're Sunni Palestinians. At least that's what first settled there. So the ones that are coming that are Lebanese, are you sure they're not Christians? Because the Lebanese Christians don't want, the Maronites don't want to live anywhere near the Arab Muslims. So there's that, or they could be the Shiites that feel like they don't want to be in the Sunni areas. They could be Lebanese Shiite from the south.
Why do they move so close? Why don't they move like to a completely like another
state? Because of grocery stores. They want to be near the markets, halal meat. Because in Michigan, we lived in Fenton, which Kevin knows is in 45 minutes to an hour from Dearborn. But we slaughtered all of our own animals. So that's where we got the meat. Otherwise, we had people that had to go back and forth to Dearborn. Hmm.
Did you slaughter an animal?
No, that wasn't my job. I got paid to think big thoughts. I didn't break down doors. I didn't kill people. Like everyone's always asking me those. Did you have a badge? Did you have a gun? No. I always got paid to think big thoughts.
You ever strapped on a bomb vest?
No, oh, Andy. offensive. That
was offensive?
That was over the line. Oh, okay. Yes, because I spent my entire life fighting that.
I'll take it back.
I spent my entire life fighting that.
I take it back.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
I grabbed it.
I love you enough to forgive you.
I threw it in that trash can that I was mentioning earlier.
I'm
glad because we had an amazing weekend together.
We did.
And I just want to tell you how much I love
and
you.
And I'm looking forward to tacos right now. So.
Yeah. Well, see, you love me because I introduced you to Mexican food.
Yes.
For the most part.
Deborah was a warrior. Yes, actually, that's what Pastor Jack named me when I met him. So I think that's one of my names, too.
I'm really now interested in thinking about this cover.
Well, I'm just excited to throw it out to 10 designers in 6 different covers and see what they come up with.
Yeah, that's a great program.
Right? I really love that. I'm going to upload a bunch of pictures of stuff that I like too.
And it may surprise you, the one that starts to win.
Right.
You'll go, I really wasn't thinking about that one.
I think I'm going to upload some of the images that my friend made me for Resurrect Ministry for my social media posts. Some of those are kind of cool too.
That'd be good. Very cool. Anything else, Schnooks, besides?
I like Kevin. If you like good late night food, now is the time in the area. It's Ramadan and everything in the area is open all night because everybody's asleep all day. Remind me again, what's the name of the city you're in, Kevin?
Do they sleep because they're not eating?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's faster to get through that.
The day, if you reverse it. So basically, you just end up reversing the day and the night.
Is that allowed?
Apparently. If you go to Saudi Arabia, everything is closed all day. And everybody's asleep all day.
Yeah. Yeah. God isn't up to their tricks. He doesn't go, that's, you can't do that.
Oh, I mean, who's to say how far gone that whole thing is?
Because we used to get most of my Christmas gifts in the morning of Christmas. We get some on Christmas Eve. You know, I normally go to bed like at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, because I watch Johnny Carson, even as a little kid. But on Christmas Eve, I go to bed at 8 because I wanted to sleep through the night because I couldn't stand staying up and waiting. Because all I thought was, I need to go to sleep so I can get my gifts.
Did you have to wait for everybody else? So you couldn't wake up at 3 in the morning, did you?
Yeah, and I'd sit by the gifts waiting.
Were you always disappointed every year?
No. I got a water ski, which I wanted. That was amazing. Bicycle, my magic set. No, I got some good gifts.
Garden City, you can shoot a cannon down Ford Road and no one is out. That must be weird, Kevin, to feel like a transplant. My girlfriend, we grew up in Beverly Hills, so we went to all Beverly Hills schools, and she lives in the house that she grew up in, and raising her daughter there. And she pulled her daughter out of the school originally because she said there's a whole white flight in Beverly Hills because it's all Persians, but Jewish, but all Persians. And she says it's so uncomfortable being white in Beverly Hills now. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Entire cities are. And when Steve Emerson first said that, there are no-go zones or there's ghettos in Europe, people flipped out. Like, that's the stupidest. There are streets in South Hall I would never walk down by myself. And now with no head cover, I wouldn't even go to South Hall.
Yeah. Well, they're saying London is like that right now.
London was progressively more and more streets were taken over in London for sure. I mean, South Hall is in London. Mm. So parts of London are complete no-go zones.
Wow. All right. We didn't get any prayer requests, so we're going to just end.
No, the lunch and learns are different. Yeah. We'll just do a general prayer for everyone. Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to speak with your sons and daughters and those who do not yet know you. May your word go out in spirit and truth. May it be sharper than a two-edged sword. May it cut between bone and marrow and soul and spirit, Lord, to reveal the thoughts of our hearts. And may we grow closer to you. May it convict us of things that we're doing wrong, Lord, and the sins that we repented from and returned to, the sins we commit against ourselves and against others, Lord. Forgive us. We come to you in repentance, Lord, and we ask for you to heal our land and to heal our nation and to heal our communities and families and draw them, those that know you, Lord, and are far from you, draw them back to you. And those who do not yet know you, give them saving faith in Christ, Lord. We ask for healing and restoration for all our friends who are suffering from afflictions. And we ask for joy, Lord, joy of the Lord and peace that passes all understanding. We love you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask all things.
Amen. Just real quick, I just pray around 6, between 6 and 6:30, and I'll be at the school board meeting tonight. Making my comment. Pray that I get the words out and that it honors God. All right, my friends, we love you.
Love you.
God bless.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, where is it? There it is. Bye.